Father, we thank you, Creator of the heavens and the earth, we thank you. God who sees all things, knows all things, understands all things, we thank you. You are peace. You are protector, the vanguard of our lives. We give you praise. We rest in you. We thank you for life, for this day that you've made for us to rejoice and be glad. Thank you, Lord, for saints live their life in full and have gone home to be with you. We pray, oh God, today that the grace of continuity will rest upon those that are yet in this realm, so that, Lord, O God, that we are stronger, not weaker, more capable, more wise, because there is continuity. Thank you for the grace, O God, to be established in your love, in your peace, in your mercy, in your goodness, O God. Thank you, Lord, for this day that we can come together and study your word. Speak to us. Teach us. Most of all, impact us with the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of your word, that we may not be forgetful hearers of the word, but doers of the work. Manifest your glory in us and through us. Reveal to us keys of the kingdom, and we may work thereby. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we ask it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to see you tonight. We've been on a hiatus for 2 months, I guess. And today we continue with our studies in the book of Proverbs. We've been studying the book of Proverbs. And today we continue from the 4th chapter and the 1st verse. Proverbs 4, starting from verse 1. Praise God. It starts out with the words, "Hear ye children." Hear ye children. And that word is the word shamar. And it is a word that is saying to us, listen up. Listen up, but not just listen, but obey. So that word hear is a very encompassing word. Shama, let the word of God be present. We talk about Jehovah Shama, this God who is present. In essence, hear ye children here is be present. Don't let your mind wander off. Be here. Listen to this. Get this point. You don't want to miss this point. Or our Lord Jesus Christ will put it this way. He will say, verily, verily, I say unto you. Okay? So he's saying to us, he says, hear ye children. Be present when you're receiving the instruction of a father and attend to know understanding. Pay attention to have understanding. Hear the instruction of a father. Now, in this sense of hearing the instruction of the father, God is calling us to a place where we're not just listening for listening's sake, but listening to have an understanding. Which means that it's a place of asking questions also. Not questions out of a heart of rebellion, why this, why that in terms of rebellion, but what is the reason behind this? How does this apply? How do I use this in my life? You know, we many times we go to school and we learn or hear a lot of facts, and most students just cram. You understand what cramming is? When you're cramming, that means you don't really understand. You're just getting the information just to pass the test. This test. And after I pass this test, I don't have anything to do with it. But hearing here is saying, listen, carry this with you. Don't cram this. Don't cram it. Understand it. Ask questions if you need to, so that you and the answer become one. That is the idea of Shama. Here, hear ye. For I give you good doctrine. He calls it doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. That is the instruction. Don't forsake my law or my word. Don't forsake my law or my Torah. Now, it's interesting. I don't know how many particular letters, either 5 or 15, something like that, in the Torah, which is the Pentateuch, the first 5 books. The first 2, how many of you know what the first 2 are? Huh? Come on. Yes, the first two books. Genesis and Exodus. What are the last 2? Of the 5. Numbers and Deuteronomy. Okay. So the middle one is what? Leviticus. Good. Now, this is not my research, this is other people's research. But say, I think it's about 5 letters or 5 or 15, I'm not too sure. Every letter, 5, in Genesis, every 5 letters, or 15, something like that, every 5 or 15 spells Torah in Genesis and in Exodus going forward. And coming back from Deuteronomy and Numbers, every 5 points backwards, spells Torah. Okay? Now, pointing to Leviticus. Leviticus is the one book that tells us about what the Torah is all about, what the Word of God is all about. It is in Leviticus that you will hear about the feast of the Lord that we're going to be doing starting 2 days from now. Pointing this way and that way points to that book of Leviticus. That tells me something. You need to go read the book of what? Leviticus. Amen? Because it is capturing the essence of the Torah. And the Word of God says here, it says, I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not the Torah. Forsake ye not the law. Forsake ye not the word. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Solomon is talking about all of this now. So, really, I was my father's son, and I was tender in the eyes, in the sight of my mother. And he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Let your heart retain my words. Don't toss my words out. Hold on to my words. Embrace my words. Keep my words. Keep my commandments and do what? Live. In other words, when we do not keep the words of God, we do not live. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of God. We live by the word. Amen? The believer that has no conversation with the word of God is a believer, and I'm not talking about twisted word. I'm talking about the true word of God. You really want to know the word of God. If you are not committed to the word of God and you're committed to the traditions of men, you will ultimately die. The word of God keeps you alive. The word of God keeps you in the straight and narrow. The word of God protects you. He says, retain my words. Retain it. Don't let it leak. Keep it. Hold on to it. No matter what. You see, we're living in a very dangerous world. And we need to, like we're saying Sunday evening, engage the Word of God. You need to employ the Word of God. When COVID was coming, the Lord gave us a word. Do you remember that word? My body is not conducive. Okay, it's not conducive to the multiplication of any viruses, right? Okay, now what was that word doing? It's not like you will not come in contact with the virus. It's not conducive for the multiplying. It is the multiplying of the virus that causes people to die. Yeah? So basically God's word is saying, you say this, this is your vaccine. Amen? Now understand that if you don't hide in the secret place of the Most High and abide under His shadow, then whatever the enemy is concocting will affect you. There are people that have put stuff in their body that the enemy can manipulate. And you need a force field around you. A force field around you that neutralizes the attack of the enemy. Are we together? And it happens because you retain the word of God. What word? No weapons formed, fashioned, put together against me will in any way, shape, or form prosper. I have the right of command to place judgment and condemn that thing. And that is my heritage as a son and a daughter of the Most High God. Amen? So when we retain the word of God, it's not about retaining the word of God just for living right. It's retaining the word of God so that this force field of the presence of God always is surrounding us. 1,000 shall fall on your left and 10,000 on your right, and it shall not come nigh thee. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the word of God tells us to retain the words of God. And it says, get wisdom and get understanding. Get wisdom and get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Don't decline from the words of my mouth. Don't go away from the words of my mouth. Whatever it is I'm sharing with you are based on the knowing of God that is given to me. Not everybody doesn't know everything. But whatever information I'm passing on to you now, hold on to it. Now, that does not mean that whatever it is that my Father gave to me, that that's the end of it. That's why he says, get wisdom, get understanding. There are going to be ways that you're going to apply the truth that I'm sharing with you right now that's going to be of great help to you and to those around you. So it's important to get wisdom and get understanding. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I'll liken a wise man to the man who came and heard my words and did it, or acted on the words that they heard. So that's a wise man. See, a foolish man comes, hears my word, and doesn't do anything with it. And too many times we hear the word of God and we do nothing with the word of God. We don't engage that word of God. We don't employ it. We make that word of God lazy. It just sits down there doing nothing. And then we wonder, why is this happening and why is that happening and why did this happen and why did that happen? Well, you didn't engage the word of God. That's what happened. You did not fight a good fight, do good warfare with the word that you received. You did not retain it. You did not employ it. You declined from the words of God and you decided to listen to something else. And so we need, you see, when we come together like this, we're challenging ourselves to stay true to the word of God. That's why he called it a doctrine. It's a doctrine. This is how you should live your life. This is how you should believe. Amen? He says, get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get it. Now, if it says get wisdom and get understanding, it means that it is not just automatic. You have to do something to get it. So, the question then is, how do I get wisdom? How do I get wisdom? How do I get understanding? You get wisdom and understanding by learning. So the word of God says, learn of me. The Lord says through Paul, he says, you have not so learned Christ in the book of Ephesians. You've not so learned him. If you're acting like this, like the world, you've not learned Christ. Study. Meditate on the word of God. That's how we get wisdom. We meditate. We take that word of God and we chew on it over and over and over and over and over again. Look at it from every possible angle that you can look at it at this particular moment. And then make a move. You get wisdom by the experiences that God takes you through in life. Unfortunately, we don't like the process. The Bible says Jesus was baptized in the Holy Ghost and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested. Why? There's a process of wisdom and understanding. There's a process of retaining the word of God and saying, when push comes to shove, what are you going to do? Turn these stones and make them bread. You're hungry, man. Turn these stones and make them bread. No man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay. All right, you see, all of this. You came for the world, right? You want all of it? I'll give it to you. Here it is. It's mine to give to you. But you got to bow down. Not so. I'm not taking the shortcut. And thinking that I came for the things of the world. I came for the people. Priorities. So many people sell people to get things. You sacrifice a relationship to get stuff. Jesus taught us, no. Never sacrifice people for stuff. Relationships are important. Okay. Jump from this place. Jump from the top of the temple. God's word says he's going to give angels charge and you're not going to hurt yourself. So tempt God. Jesus didn't buy into that either. Because the devil quoted only part of the scripture. How are you going to know the fullness of what the word of God says when the enemy is busy speaking half-truths? By you studying the word of God, going deep into it, so that you are not easily deceived. One of the key elements that every one of us must have in this last day is the element of discernment. I can't trust anything I read in the news. Listen, I was watching something the other day online, and a certain politician was saying all kinds of stuff and was apologizing for all kinds of stuff. And I'm watching the lips of the man, and it is in sync. And the voice is exactly the voice of the man. But discernment said, I don't think so. I don't think this is real. I don't think. But everything about it said, this is real. That's the world of AI. Yeah? You can be placed in any situation. And if you don't have discernment and the knowing of God, you can easily be deceived. Somebody can put you in a situation that you were never at. Take somebody else's picture out and put your picture there. And it looks so real. And if you don't have the love of God in your heart, you are immediately going to start making judgments based on a lie. Are we together? Okay, so it is in the getting of God's wisdom and understanding that you become discerning. You start to discern because you love not based on what you see in the natural, but by the Spirit of God. Amen? So we're living in a world that is messed up. You can't believe anything. But what you can believe for sure is God. For over 20 years now, much longer than that, I've been talking to you about getting a real physical Bible. Remember, I've been screaming that? I cannot rely on this. Because every time it gets updated, something can change. Yeah? So if you don't know the truth of God and you've not studied it and allowed that word to penetrate into your spirit, you can be deceived by anybody at any time. They will quote the verse for you and show you the verse, but it's not the truth. In fact, I preached a message here a few years back where I showed right up front where things have been changed. Just changed. Somebody just went and changed numbers. What? How is that possible? Well, it's very, very possible. But in studying the Word of God, as you're doing tonight, you are pulling into that arena where deception doesn't work on you. The Bible tells us, it says, before the Lord Jesus Christ comes, it says, many shall be deceived if it were not. So he had to get the elect out. That's the realm that we're living in. There's all kinds of things that are going to be happening. It was the year 1989, December of 1989. The Lord said to speak to me about what he called the decade of destiny. As I was praying, the Lord spoke to me very clearly. He said, man is going to create a man. And I said, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. I said, that's not going to happen. He said, I'm the Lord, you cannot be rebuking me. He said, tell my sons and my daughters. He said, because many are going to fall away. He said to me, the spirit of the Antichrist is the spirit of science and humanism. I said, you want me to tell people about this? He said, yeah. I said, on the basis of what? This is the book of Revelation chapter 13. What are you talking about? So I went to the passage where he talked to me about, he pointed me to. And there it says that the beast, the image of the beast, was given the power to speak. I said, but that's a computer. That's a computer, I said. He said, no, it's not going to be a computer. I said, but that's what all the prophecy writers have been writing about. And so some computer in Brussels. He said, no. It's going to be a being. Huh? A being. Yeah. Why would you allow that to happen? Your God, why would you allow that to happen? He said, I will let it happen so that man comes to the pinnacle of what he thinks he is, and then he will know who God is. Unfortunately, so many are going to be drawn by this foolishness. And he told me stuff about China at that time. Things, and I don't talk about this, some of this stuff, but at that time, China was nowhere. China was broke, and told me what China was going to be doing. And I've seen with my eyes and heard with my ears and experienced as you have the power of China today. At that time, they were nowhere. There were things he told me then that I'm seeing today right in front of me. And I'm telling you, if you don't grasp the truth of God, especially when it seems like God may have disappointed you and you generate an offense inside here, you'll be deceived. Blessed are those who are not offended in me. Notice the statement, blessed are those who are not offended in me. In me. Not by, in. So you can't be in him and get offended. The devil was created by God and was created without any issues. And the Bible says, and then evil was found in him. Because he will not subject himself to the integrity and the fullness and authority of the Word of God. There are people that sat with you, lifted up hands and worshiped with you, that are no longer in the faith, no longer walking with Christ. But once upon a time, they were the loudest hallelujahs. So when God says there's going to be a great falling away, thank God you can count yourself out of it, but don't think by just saying, I count myself, that's not my portion, that's what's going to make it happen. It is you exercising the authority of the Word of God and not declining or stepping away from the Word of God, but holding on to that Word when people are calling you foolish and stupid and dumb and fanatic and whatever else. You say, whatever it is, this mountain I'm going to die on. I hold on to this Word. I believe God. Where is God now? Like the thief said to the Lord, save yourself and, you know, save me. You know, you this big shot. Why don't you save yourself? But Jesus decided, no, this is not about saving me. This is about saving them. Knowing and surrendering to that grace. So the Word of God says, forsake her not. Don't forsake wisdom. Don't forsake understanding. Be discerning, and she shall preserve thee. Praise God. Wisdom and understanding will preserve you. Therefore, love her, and she shall keep thee. It's not just you keeping it, it will keep you. Hallelujah. It's going to keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wow. What a word. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. What does that mean to me? The word there that is translated principal thing is a word that means the foremost thing, the foundational thing, wisdom. Let's go back to the statement of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I will liken a wise man to a man who built his house on a what? Rock. Because he came, heard my words, and did it. So when the Word of God talks about wisdom is the principal thing, it's talking about a foundation. The foundation of your life has to be one of coming, hearing God's word, and doing it. In other words, the foundation of your life must be one of obedience to the instruction. Obedience to the instruction. Obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So God's word to us is, listen, learn the power of obedience to the right word. The word of God. Obey the word of God. It's foundational. It is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Get a good foundation. How am I going to acquire that foundation? Obeying the word of the Lord. And this is how God trains us in obedience. He doesn't necessarily always ask us for some big thing. Sometimes it's some little thing that asks you to do. And watch is, what are you going to do that little thing he asks you to do? The Lord gave a parable. He said there are two sons. The father said to one of the sons, he says, go do such and such for me. And the son says, I'm going to do it. But didn't do it. As another son says, go do this. And the son said, I'm not going to do it. But then went and did what his father did. And Jesus, our Lord, said, which of those two obeyed? The one who said, I'm going to do it and didn't do it? Or the one who said, I'm not going to do it, but went and did it? And he said, the one that did what his father said. He said, all right, that's what I need from you. It's not necessarily how you started. It's that you ended up doing what I said you should do. We are people today that may not be in here. Don't want anything to do with God. God told them to do such and such, and they didn't do it. But they turn around and say, you know what? I'm just going to go do what I was told to do. And God says, that person obeyed my instruction. And God looks at every one of us and says, are you obeying my instruction? Or are you always finding a reason why you should not? If I ask you to do something, you're trying to do something else. That's not how to get wisdom. That's not how to embrace understanding. He says, and with all thy getting, get understanding. All thy getting of what? Huh? Wisdom. In all the wisdom that you're gathering, get understanding. It's not just, I obeyed. But understanding brings you to another dimension. And that dimension is the dimension of application. So basically what God is saying to us is this. I'm not always going to tell you what to do. Sometimes you are going to need to apply what you know to do what is right to do. Because you know me. You know how I think. And therefore, you are on the move. Well, did God tell you to do such and such? No, he didn't tell me, but I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And when you are flowing in understanding, God will then deal with you from the perspective of, okay, he's about to do something wrong. He will redirect your path. Because the person who is wise and understanding always acknowledges the Lord. Okay? In all that you're doing, you're still acknowledging God. Thank you, Father, that for the opportunity to do such and such. I see that this is a possibility and something that I should be doing, and I am going for it. And I thank you, Lord, for your guidance. I give you praise for understanding. I give you praise that you're going to grant to me a breakthrough for your glory and honor. And God will work with you. Because you've heard me say this before, it is easier to steer a moving vehicle than one that is stationary. Okay? Understanding is the application of the wisdom that you have received in application. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, wisdom can be you standing by a chef, and the chef says, put some oil or some butter in the pot, and you did that. Put some onions and scallops and whatever else, and you did that. Put some tomatoes, and you did that. Put some veggies, and you did that. Mix it, and put some seasoning, and you did that, and you cooked a nice meal. Wisdom helped you to cook it. Understanding what each of those elements that you did put in that gourmet meal that you just cooked and generate a different kind of a dish that you were not taught, but applying all of the wisdom of the chemistry of all of these ingredients, you make something different. And it tastes just as good. Are you with me? All right. Well, there was a man, businessman, who's traveling. And he comes to this Chinese restaurant, and the Chinese restaurant owner was closing and had no ingredients. He says to the man, I don't have anything that I can make for you right now. And the man says, you got to have something. I'm very, very hungry. So he says, okay, let me try something. So he gets all this cabbage and everything and cuts all this stuff together and brings this dish of vegetables, and we had something called chop suey. Are you with me? It came because of an understanding. If I bring this and I put some soy sauce and whatever else, let's try that. Understanding. Wisdom is knowing how to cook. Understanding is knowing how to be creative with what you know. Are we together? So in all of the getting of your wisdom, get an understanding. Don't just get information. Get understanding, application. Apply what you know. Use it. You know, we all went to school and they taught us, the alphabets, A to Z. They taught us the numbers, 1 to 10. And how 1 to 10 becomes 100 and 1,000. But it's all 1 to 10. All of the numbers are founded on that. Are we together? But the application of that gets us all these other numbers. And we start growing and throwing numbers out there, and it keeps on increasing because we have an understanding of numbers. We have an understanding or application of the laws of multiplication, addition, subtraction, and addition, or division, rather. That's the only one I didn't mention. When you understand that, well, nobody's going to, put numbers before you that you cannot manipulate properly because you understand it. Now, that's one level of understanding. Then there are laws for geometry and laws for algebra and so on and so forth. Calculus. When you understand that, you start doing different kind of math. Now you can start talking about GPS. All of these are all connected. But it's all connected based on understanding. But look at the world that we live in. The world that we live in, and we need to pray for people here in North America. We need to pray for North America. Because in North America, we are busy passing kids to higher grades without them having wisdom or understanding or whatever it is that they need to grow. We put in other things that are unimportant in play because we want equity and we don't want people's feelings to be hurt. Or if we try to teach this kid such and such, they're going to be hurt in their feelings and so on, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And while we're doing that here, the Chinese is busy schooling their kids. Yeah? And then one day, in a world where things don't just happen magically, but you've got to use your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding and application of truth, you don't have what it takes to know how this works. Now you're going to have to depend on somebody else. And you think that person is going to give you the stuff that you need so that you can outdo them? Not in this life. Well, we're supporting our kids. We want them to feel good. Here's some marijuana to make you cool down. But the craziness.
instead of manufacturing to happen in our nation, we ship it out to somebody else and expect to be heard. That's not wisdom. Okay? And if we understand what the Word of God is saying to us, we'll know that's not the way we need to be running our lives. As I said, you know, when we study the book of Proverbs, we're going to get smarter. We'll think differently. The Word of God says, exalt wisdom, exalt understanding, and she shall promote thee. You want promotion? It's not based on, I've been working on this job for the last 20 years, I deserve to be promoted. What are you producing with your understanding? They keep on promoting you to higher levels and you cannot function there. Now you're going to, because you are up here, you're going to push everybody down. Keep everybody down. Because you don't want to grow. And that's what happens in life. In so many of our businesses, so many of our companies, there are people at the top there that don't belong there. They are busy stomping down everybody else, because if this kid is here and he's going to be doing things smarter than I am doing, I'm going to find a way to fire this kid. I'm going to set him up so that he fails, and that way I can keep my job. Because if he's smarter than me and knows this stuff better than me, he's going to become my boss. And there's so many people who are frustrated that way. So what do? They step away. And what you thought you were doing to keep them down, they sprout out somewhere else, because they have wisdom, they have understanding, and they have knowledge. That's why the Word of God says, in all of your getting, get understanding. Get it. In all of the getting of the wisdom, that you get understanding, because it's going to exalt you, it's going to promote you. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Wisdom and understanding will bring you to a place of honor. It will bring you to a place of promotion. So my prayer, your prayer, our prayer must be, God, help me to be wise. Grant me understanding. Show me how to live life. Because wisdom and understanding will help you ply through life in safety. In safety. Somebody has wisdom and understanding, and they will break out and deal with all kinds of people from that position of wisdom and get better results. Now, I don't want you to think of this in a wrong way. We are Canadians, so we should deal with Canadian issues. But the reality is, we are next door to another country. And in the last 8 years or so, we've had two presidents. One president was there, and not a missile, ballistic missile, was fired one time. One time. Nobody try to pull any craziness. And he keeps on saying, these people are my friend. I am a friend to this person. I know how to talk to this person. And this person was saying such and such, and I told him, if you dare, you will see. You will see fire. And they pipe down. The other one comes and says, okay, everybody, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. And just everybody at peace. And everybody's running crazy all over the place. There are wars all over the place. Well, one knew how to apply wisdom because he had understanding. The other one did not. Now, the one that knew how to apply it, I wish he knew how to apply it in every area, then it would have been okay. you punch me, I punch you. Are you with me? You understand what I'm talking about? Well, application. There is peace through strength. And if you pussyfoot around the devil, he will knock your head in. So the Bible says, the violent take it by force. Know what you want and go for it, not because you're abusing somebody else's rights, but because you know what belongs to you. And you're not letting that which belongs to you to fall into the hands of the enemy. Huh? So we can be wise. We know when to hide, when to come to the open, when to deal, when not to deal. Well, like a musician once said, know how to put it down and know how to fold. Yeah? Okay. That's a wisdom. Yeah? Wisdom applied. It's called understanding. Hallelujah. And I believe that the Lord will help us all. So let us pray this last verse that we've come to, verse 8, where it says, exalt her and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Amen? We'll continue with verse 9 next week. We'll be reminded that this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is our special meetings. I am believing God that he's going to meet us here. He's going to speak to us very candidly and show us what we ought to do, what he wants us to do, what he wants us to apply, and how to do that effectively. Amen? But for now, let us all lift our voices up to the Lord and ask God for this wisdom and understanding to exalt us, promote us, and bring us to a place of honor because we have learned how to embrace it. Amen? Lift up your voice. Talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we exalt wisdom and understanding. We put wisdom and understanding personalized in you today. We ask, O God, for the grace, O God, of application, that we are able to be creative by the spirit of understanding that's operational in our lives. And Lord, O God, that every word that comes forth out of our mouths, O God, be words that are seasoned with grace, that how we carry ourselves, how we deal with each other is founded on wisdom. Lord, O God, that in the grace of that peace, Lord, O God, that harmony, unity takes root in every aspect of our lives. We ask, O God, for forgiveness for every area that we've acted foolishly and those areas where we've not embraced and kept and retained your word. We ask, O God, that you, God, our helper, will do with every one of us that which is necessary, that the essential things of life may be operational in us and through us, that in living our lives, O God, we glorify you. So, Father, this day, let wisdom, let understanding cause us, O God, to experience supernatural promotion, promotion in every area of our lives. Let it bring us, O God, to the place of honor because we embrace her. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the ability to embrace. Hallelujah. 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 We embrace, O God. Barasokote barashakahi. O remarabashakataba. We take a hold, we clasp, O God, on wisdom. We, Lord, O God, this day, by the authority of your word, hold on to wisdom. We hold on to understanding. And we say, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in our lives. Eradicate everything that does not belong. Smash to nothing every weaponry of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring us to that place of divine wholeness. That the words that proceed out of our mouths and the meditations of our heart always be pleasing to you. Help us live life to the full. Let our lives, O God, testify of your goodness. Help us, O God, to boldly declare the Lord, our God, in the midst of us, is mighty. Father God, we embrace your word, the word that you spoke to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when you said, sit here at my right hand until I make all of your enemies your footstool. We rest in that word, for we are in Christ Jesus. Recognizing, O God, that this day you are our Father and our fighter. And Lord God Almighty, that you, the God who sees all things, knows all things, understands all things, that you are taking care of business because you're watching over us as you sing over us with joy. Your joy, O God, is our strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we take this time to thank you for the meetings coming up, for the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah. That, Lord, O God, it will be a time of remembrance. That you remember us, that you will visit us and turn our story around for your glory and honor. Thank you, Lord, for miracles, awesome miracles. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to please remember that there are more at times, set apart times, appointed times that God has. And the very first one in the fall is Rosh Hashanah. These are openings, portals that God opens up and the windows of heaven are open over us and God pours out his blessings. These are very special times. I want you to be mindful of these meetings that we're going to be having these next 3 days, and after that, there's going to be the feast 10 days after of Atonement or Yom Kippur. And after Atonement, there'll be the Feast of Tabernacles. That's going to be the last one, but we're starting with Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll go to the next one and to the next one. Amen? But these feasts are very important to God. This is the time that God makes decisions of what's going to happen in your new year. Now, when I say God makes decisions, it's not like the decisions have not been made. But when God makes decisions, He is connected to you making a decision to connect with God. Hallelujah. So, please spend time praying, asking God, God, you have a new year coming. This is the head of the year, the crown of the year. What is it that you want to do with my life? In which ways do I need to obey you? What is the instruction that you have for me? What do you want to say to me? What God says to me may not be what God says to you. But whatever it is God says to you, you need to obey and follow through with. Because there are things that God may ask me to do that have nothing to do with you at all. It has everything to do with my particular calling and particular choosing. Amen? Let me put it this way. An engineer and a doctor and a lawyer don't have the same training. They may go to the same university, but they have different classes. Yes? Okay. So God has a particular class for you in this university, in this His church. What does He want to do in you, with you, for you, by you, through you? You need to make that connection, because ultimately we end up everybody needing each other. Yeah? You build this house, you need an electrician, you need a furnace man, you need a plumber, you need masonry, you need drywall people, and you need painters. Yeah? And when we say we're building a house, it's not all bricklaying. After you finish bricklaying and everything, you have a structure, but is that the house? Where are we going to use the washroom? Where are we going to shower? when it's dark, how are we going to get the light? Everybody. Maybe God called you to be the plumber. Maybe God is ordaining you and anointing you to be the electrician, the painter, the guy, the finisher, the carpet guy. I don't know. But God has a place for you. And starting this Friday, let God start to form you and fashion you in such a way that as He builds His church, you take your place and do your thing. Amen? And the Lord will be glorified. Praise God. Amen. Let me conclude by saying, these are the meetings when God says He doesn't want the man, any man, to come to Him empty-handed. So get something in your hand, whatever it is that God is speaking to you about, bring it and honor God. Might be a little seed, but the seed of faith doesn't have to be a big thing, but it is a seed that speaks, a sacrifice that speaks. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. And we'll see you on Friday. Have a good night. God bless you. We love you.